This weekend, here on WUTC, Ensemble Theatre of Chattanooga presents the radio drama Grenadine from the play by Neil Wexler. You'll hear it this Saturday at 7 p.m. on ETC's Digital Theatre Showcase, a new monthly program on our own Moondog Matinee. I spoke with Neil Wexler, who is a playwright, a filmmaker, and a mixed media artist based in Buffalo, New York. Neil, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here.
How did you become a playwright?
That's a very good question. And a very hard one to answer, actually. I had done a few plays in college and high school, but not really as a full-time thing. I was a runner. That was my extracurricular. So like once that was in high school and college, but I dabbled a little bit. So it was after school, I was doing some writing, some academic writing, actually, and thinking I was going to go to grad school. But as I was working on that academic writing, I decided I wanted to go more into just my own sort of work. So I started doing that on the side. And this actually connects to writing and Grenadine, so it can answer two questions in one. I was working on a novel. Grenadine was a novel originally. As I was working on it, and I showed it to a friend, the friend read it. And at page 20, my printer had printed out a blank page at around 20. And as he was reading it, he raised the blank page to me and said, you know, this is the best page so far. And that was like, oh, man, well, that's just great. That's thank you. I've been working on this. There are 240 more pages, by the way, that aren't blank. But he was actually right. There were serious problems with it as a novel. And so I remember I was seeing a play in Buffalo, Juno and the Paycock, and this actor, Jerry Marr, was playing Joxer in it. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is Grenadine. Like I got it, not that play particularly, but like that novel has to become a play. Right. And so I just started just cutting away all the fat, all the getting characters from place to place. And it just became about the dialogue. And interestingly, that actor wound up playing the lead character in a production of the play. So just all this sort of weird connections to it. So I turned it into a play. My wife actually said, you know, you should submit it to this contest, the Yale Drama Prize. Edward Albee is the judge. And it's like, you know, and I'm like, oh, come on. It's not going to win this prize. But she convinced me and I submitted it and won that prize. And I know that I was sort of answering a bunch of different questions, but that kind of combines a lot of the elements of both like my trajectory to becoming a playwright and then this actual, the evolving of this play itself.
Not only are you a playwright, but you're also a filmmaker and a mixed media artist.
Playwriting, as most playwrights will tell you, is tough to kind of just do playwriting. And so over time, I've just become involved in a lot of different things, which is so true of many theater artists. You wind up taking on a lot of different types of gigs. You work with schools, you work in all these different capacities, which you grow to love. So some of those different things were, I ran an educational playwriting company for a while, Against the Grain Theater Festival in Buffalo. We had an international student playwriting competition. So I got to work with a lot of students with that. I work a lot as a dramaturg, as the filmmaking. One of the projects I worked on was at the University of Waterloo with a cinematographer and filmmaker there, Glenn Stiller. And it was this film that I originally wrote it as a play, this play called Orphans of Elsinore. So again, another one of these things which started out as one thing and then, oh, maybe it can work as this film. And he's like, oh, this would be a great project for a media studies. So it wound up connecting all these different areas. And to me, that's a lot of what, for me as a theater artist, what it's all about. Like, what is a film? What is a play? What is education? What is the, you know, what are all these different kind of components that connect to the work? And I think the last year and a half has really, well, year, it feels like, but it's really changed how we think about all of these different elements and how they can interrelate. And so as tough a time as it's been, in a way, it's embodied a lot of what I think a lot of theater artists do anyway, which is kind of connect to a lot of different occupations and different genres. And so as tough as this last year has been, it's in a way, I think the silver lining for a lot of theater artists has been that it's kind of showed how a lot of these things do connect and certain paths forward.
And where the elements have not changed because of the past year, how we see them has changed.
Absolutely. And thinking through how we see them. And it's been tough. I mean, there's no doubt that like the Zoom world of creating theater has been, I just was at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival, actually directing a virtual production of Grenadine. So this was going to be, obviously, the Kennedy Center, there are different regions, and it was going to be, you know, in person and all the students and they come together. But now it was through Zoom and directing actors in this medium. It's like, okay, you have a wall and like here are your blocking notes and it's like 6 feet of space. space, and like basically where I am right now, this is how I directed them and how it all got blocked. It's super challenging. The actors, theater actors, are used to working with one another. All of a sudden they're sort of in film, right? But it's not quite film. It doesn't have all the it's not like a big old production studio. So it's challenging in the sense that it does the sort of, let's call it the production value of lighting and sound, all that stuff that, let's face it, that's what makes a lot of stuff look good. When you look at a great show on TV, a lot of what you're really buying into, of course, is just how well that production value, right? So it's tough when you're working with students to be like, but we're working on all of the really cool core elements. From a process standpoint, I think we've been learning so much. And if we can kind of get past the like, yeah, it's not going to look great. It's not going to sound great. It's not going to, because all these things, but there will be moments and there will be ways of thinking through these things that are going to help you evolve as an artist and as a person. And like the teaching piece of it, I think is so crucial because you're learning that sort of media literacy. I mean, so much comes down to like sight and sound and just all the elements.
It's a journey, just as Grenadine itself is a journey.
Yeah, it's a great segue, actually. And it's been interesting how that piece of it has played into a lot of this, which is how we think about a story. What is a story, right? What is a story? And I think too often we focus on end states, which is like, where does it go? Like, what's the log line? All those things. And we know we need that for certain reasons. But from a creative standpoint and from the true standpoint of like understanding how a story affects us as human beings, it's about the process, right? And like, I think one thing that this year has done and like that theater always does that doesn't get foregrounded enough is like, tie us into process and all the work that goes into figuring out like who this character is, what this path is. And as you say, with like Grenadine, and that's it's a play about discovering oneself, discovering those around you.
To share with folks what we're talking about here, the synopsis for Grenadine: a man searches for love in the company of his three devoted friends. The bonds of friendship are challenged and ultimately reaffirmed by the quartet's journey through an unfamiliar landscape. The play is about longing and perseverance.
Yeah. If I would throw in one other word, you know, it's funny you say long. It's like longing, frustration, and perseverance. And I think like, you know, it's funny when you just like, one of the hardest things for me anyway, and probably for, I'm sure for a lot of playwrights, is that whole summary piece of it. Right? It's like, because that's the place where we get away from process. And you're like, no, it's about, Edward Albee once said this really funny thing to me when I was struggling with like coming up with a summary, because, you know, I got to meet him through the Yale Drama Prize, and it was just this great thing. And I was like, it's always tough, like saying, you know, what's your play about? And he's like, oh, you just say, what's your play about? It's about 90 minutes. I'm like, well, it actually, Grenadine's about 60 minutes, just so you know. It's a 60-minute play, because I know it's a one-hour airing time. But anyway, you just give the length of the, you give the time. And I was like, I don't think that's going to work for most companies, Edward. Maybe if Edward Albee's name is attached, you can say my play is about 60 minutes. But for the rest of us, that might be a little trickier. But the point is, like, in that summary you just read, so there is this sense of, it's a simple story, a man searching for the woman he loves. Okay, but man, we need a little more, right? There are complications, right? The woman's rejected him. So he and his three friends have spent 3 years on a prison farm because they stole an engagement ring for Grenadine, and which he promptly threw back at him. And the main character's name is Prismatic. And so on leaving the prison farm, when he tells his friends, hey, so we're going to go back for her. They're like, wait a minute, we just spend 3 years on the, and it sets off this journey. So we have his longing, and then it sets off this journey where they pretty much fail at everything. They can't find food. They can't get along. They can't even find the right road that they think they need to find her. They're constantly failing at everything they do, but they keep persevering. And the big question that the play raises is, how do we learn to persevere? Because for me, those three elements, like longing, frustration, and perseverance, that's life. I mean, that's my, and that's why I wrote the play. That's what gets me, is like, how do you, we want certain things, we have these big dreams, and those dreams get squashed. and that's just basically on a daily level. And it's not like, we sometimes think in terms of the big picture, but like it's the minutiae, it's the little things that are constantly, we try one little thing, it gets thrown back in our face, but we have to keep moving forward. So it's that process. And again, as you mentioned, like it does connect to everything we've done this last year, because it's trying to focus on these little achievements while we continually face adversity, and how do we push past that? And that's not easy to push past it. So that's why the question drives the play, and it drives me.
And what are you working on now? What's next for you?
another sort of mixed media kind of project. Actually, just two different projects, but the one I've been working on last couple of weeks, so I'll talk about that one. It's a video piece for a site-specific production in Texas, and it's a new company called Going Dark Theatrics, and they're doing an adaptation. It's a reworking or rethinking of Dante's Inferno. I'm doing a piece on one of the sections of it, so it involves video, it involves editing, it involves, again, sort of bringing together all these different pieces. They're currently looking for a site. They're dealing with all the issues that so many companies are looking for in terms of what are the regulations. So talk about a work in process that's dealing with all these types of things. It's like a lot of the projects that I'm winding up working on, it's like you're bringing in, all of a sudden we're making videos and all of a sudden we're editing. And we're, well, is that, does that make it a film? Does that make it a play? So it's so interesting, I think, that all the projects that I've been involved with, I know that a lot of companies are, it's trying to figure out what is theater, but then also trying not to limit it, but then not making it so broad that like, oh, well, everything is theater. And then you run into those problems. But again, I think if we can focus on the questions and what we're learning about it. And so all these projects, they bring together, again, like where we are as humans right now. So it's an exciting time at the same time that it's super just challenging for everyone.
And where can people go online to keep up on all that you do?
Well, I have a website, Wechsler Projects. So it's spelling of my last name is a little confusing. So WECHSLERprojects.com. And I'm on Instagram with the same name. So yeah, that's basically where I post stuff that I'm doing.
All right. Neil, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen to Grenadine this Saturday at 7 p.m. on ETC's Digital Theater Showcase, part of Moondog Matinee, here on WUTC.